Okay, so I want to talk about this pizza issue, Nate.
Sure. Yeah. It was a ton of fun. I mean, I
literally.
I thought I ate a lot during the burger issue. I had like 3 burgers in a day, and I thought I was going to die.
2014, the salad issue. Sync Weekly.
Yeah, exactly.
The cleanse issue.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we had to do a little bit of that after the pizza issue for sure, because we consumed a lot. But it was so much fun, and you know, this country consumes. I mean, just I think each person 200 pounds of pizza a year.
I'd be
like
scared
that.
To know what the number
is.
Yeah,
it's in here. It's yeah, and so. In Little Rock, you can tell that because there is a pizzeria on every corner, and there's a lot of really good ones. So we're sitting down to do this issue. And the thing that I really like about our staff is that we can take something and throw it out there, burgers, pizza, cheap eats, whatever it is. You've got 5 people sitting around a table, and everybody's got 3 or 4 ideas of what to do. So you can every year you can have an issue that revolves around something, and it's going to be different. And I feel like we've got a really good, unique take on a lot of things. So what we do is we sit here and we say, okay, pizza. They've done one before where they kind of tried to rank them or whatever, and so we come up with an idea where we're going to take some of the places that we really like and kind of give them an award, you know, the pizza awards kind of. So different places, what they're kind of known for. And so what popped in my head immediately was the triplet that I had just tried not too long ago, the best cheese pizza that I've had. And so that's an example. And so we just went down a list, and people went and ate at different places, and they had been there before. And I knew Larry's was just, I mean, you have kids, and you know how hard it is to go somewhere where the parents like to eat, and the kids will sit still long enough to do it. Man. I've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and earlier this fall, we went to Larry's, and you can get the pizza immediately and get it there so that there's not a lot of time to wait. Then you've got the lure of that game room where you can say, if you eat all your pizza, I've got a bucket full of quarters here. We'll go and play. And so they were perfect gentlemen. It doesn't always happen. We had a great experience. Wife and I enjoy the pizza. It's a good place to eat for adults.
Their staff members are, it's like they all drink 5-hour energies. It is constantly moving pizza. So you don't have to get up. That's what's so cool about it. You don't have to go through anywhere. They just bring it to your table, which is easy.
It's really a unique place. And they really gear it around families and kids. They have a lot of soccer, you know, awards and things
parties.
Like that. So it's cool. And so you got family, that's something to look at. But we've got something for everybody. Then there's also a story in here about the best places to get beer and pizza, because that's a great pairing.
Mm-hmm. No question. I got a couple things I want to hit on here.
Sure.
There's Pizza Cafe down the street from us, and they've just added one out west too, which I have not visited the one out west just yet. But that's a very unique pie without a doubt. Matt pointed out Zaza's. We were talking about that, and I know you mentioned them as the best combo of pizza and salad, and that would be hard to top. They also have the homemade gelato over there if you're looking for something sweet.
I haunt that place, man.
Place is pretty awesome. Shotgun Dan's reminds me of the place we went to growing up, which was Godfather's Pizza. That's the most similar to
it
Godfather's.
It really does. Yeah, that's one of my favorite pizzas. Whenever I see a Godfather's, there's one down at the beach, down in Orange Beach, and we try to order pizza from there when we're down there.
My family's not a big fan, but occasionally when they're away, I will sneak a Shotgun Dan's and pounce
really
on that.
Good.
You mentioned Jim's Razorback, and I saw that NYPD got some love too. Best chicken options, and they do have some very good ones.
Yep.
So, some good stuff. And if you have not seen last week's story about this, you can also check it out online at syncweekly.com, right?
Correct, yeah. You can. And I would suggest, if you love pizza, just go to every one of these places, put it on your list, and go, because they're all good in their own special way.
All I want for Christmas is pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong. You can't go wrong.
Can't do it.
That's a cool way to do it, too. The first thing I said when I walked in, like a dumb aleck, I was like, well, who won? And he explained to me how that you gave the different approach.
Superlatives
to it.
To everybody, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Great. I don't even know what that means. I'm going to look it up in the break.
Yeah, now what is that?
It's a model year closeout.